The police minister, Becky Cele, was in Hanover Park last night. He was in Hanover Park last night because several weeks ago you had the ANC's, one of the secretary generals, Nomvula Mokonyane, in Hanover Park, for an ANC election activation. And then they had promised that they will deploy Becky Cele to listen to the concerns of community members there. And last night, Becky Cele promised 30 additional police members will join the station. The Hanover Park police station is not in Hanover Park. You often have Philippi police station responding to incidences in Hanover Park. But 30 additional police officers for Hanover Park, bringing the shortage from 34 to 4. So there is still, in terms of a personnel complement, a shortage of police officers for that particular policing district. Yasin Joa is the secretary of the Hanover Park Philippi CPF. The response generally from community members in Hanover Park last night, perpetually plagued by gang and gun violence. Good morning.
Good morning, Lester, to yourself and to the listeners. I think in general, just to answer that question, even now this morning, about a few minutes ago, we've had now another murder that was about half an hour ago. So the murders is continuing, but in general, I think the community is still outraged and have this anger. And so there is this lack of trust where, okay, you said you should be doing that, so we're going to now see if you are going to execute, what has been said. But I think overall for that feedback and that response, it obviously means it would be additional presence in the community, police visibility, and hopefully a improved service delivery from SAPS.
And I'm sure, and this a little bit of a jaundiced view, Yasi, but I'm sure for the hours that Becky Cele was in Hanover Park last night was probably the safest it would have been, judging by the number of police officers I saw on some social media pictures and videos accompanying the minister's visit to Hanover Park last night.
Yes, most definitely. And actually, the turnout of the Mbiza was actually big from the community side, with almost about, 400 people. And so that was one of the complaints, like saying that you're coming here with all these cars and your security and et cetera. Why don't you come with that amount of policing when you address these criminals, and those committing these heinous crimes of murder? So yes, that was actually one of the things. But the thing what stood out for me was two things. We appreciate the additional support of, saying that additional members for the vacant post of Philippi will be received, but also that there would be a follow-up to the questions asked, was stating that there will be a response to the questions that and the ideas that community gave. So the newly elected secretariat of police would be adjourning that. And then the second thing was that, as a commitment from the top brass of police, they actually gave their personal contact details, including the
Yasin Joa are there, that line unfortunately dropping. It's been 5.5 years since the launch of the police's anti-gang unit in Hanover Park. It was in, October 2018, where Cyril Ramaphosa launched the anti-gang unit. And I'd like to ask some of our listeners who are living in areas plagued by gang and gun violence, has it made a difference? Do you see any of that presence? 0725671567.